eye on it, or maybe two.
You're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. We just heard from Thrush Hermit and the title track to their Great Pacific Ocean EP that came out on Murder Records, the label run by Sloan in the mid-late 90s that pretty much only, I think, releases their own stuff now. I'm not sure if they're still quite the Nova Scotia hometown label that they were back in the late 90s. But Thrush Hermit was the high school band of Joel Plaskett, who is still doing stuff, and we just had something of his on playlist. Actually, it might still be there, as a matter of fact, but we've heard a little bit of that on the show previously. Anyway, that was, in fact, produced by Steve Albini. I've been starting stuff off with Steve Albini. I'm sorry, engineered tracks. I really need to be careful about that, because he's rather particular. But it's actually kind of funny going through and pulling out stuff, because, well, I remember all sorts of stuff about buying that, because back in the mid-90s, it was not easy to find a local Nova Scotia release. I literally bought that CD in Nova Scotia and had been looking for Thrush Hermit stuff all over the place. I eventually was able to get other stuff domestically, and they signed to a major label down here, and that went horribly for them. But anyway, I did not remember, though, that that was engineered by Steve Albini. Although, in listening to it, how could I have forgotten? Anyway, right now, though, we're going to continue with King Tough off the second King Tough album, and first for Sub Pop, the gentleman who is also behind Happy Birthday, who had a great album on Sub Pop a couple years back. But the self-titled King Tough album is out on Tuesday on Sub Pop. We're going to hear a track from it called Bad Thing.
Shooting our circles of sound. When I'm looking in the mirror, a creature so ugly and wild. All I ever wanted is everything, and now I've been holding my boys' jeans. Now I'm going nuts in between the green. Cause I'm a bad, bad thing. Yeah, I'm a bad, bad, bad thing. We'll be right back.
up we go. Up we go now. Up we go now.
And you're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR. That was just the Tins with Whiteout off their self-released album Life's a Gas. For that, Guided by Voices, and the title track to their upcoming second reunion album, Class Clown Spots a UFO, due out in a few weeks on their own Guided by Voices, Inc. And they actually have a third reunion album already pretty much in the can. So yes, that is three Guided by Voices albums in 1 year. Whatever Brains before that off the Summer Jammin' 2 album. I'm sorry, Summer Jammin'. Whatever Brains before that, and the track Summer Jammin' 2 off of the second Whatever Brains album, which is, oddly enough, also self-titled, and it's also on Sorry State. And so we're just going to call that Whatever Brains 2, going by the Led Zeppelin rule. And starting off that set was King Tough with Bad Thing off the self-titled record out next week on Sub Pop. Anyway, another record that just came out is from Still Flying. They've got their second album called On a Bedroom Wall out now on Ernest Jennings. And it's much more... They've come a long ways. They started out as a reggae band and got pretty much straight up indie pop with a little bit of reggae party action. And now they've gone very 80s. There's definitely a little more of a European 70s and 80s electro pop thing going on, but definitely 80s. So here comes Still Flying with Spirits.
Not enough. standing at the same age. I'm gone but close. I'm always close to you. Always close to you. I'm gone but close. I'm always close to you. Always close to you. Thank you.
by myself. Captured by a point in time, visioned by prism in my eyes, and I see to wonder what went wrong. I had a dream, it didn't last too long, and the voices keep saying, did you know that it's all changing? Fly, and the goat keeps eating, caring not at all. The fear
And you're tuned into No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just Annette Peacock and Jester Without Plot off her 1972 album, I'm the One, that Future Days, a subsidiary of Light in the Attic, is set to reissue. Before that, Taskerlands, the duo of Michael Tanner of Plinth and David Callahan, and In Forest Submerged, No Season, Brooks Heading, an excerpt of that piece off the self-titled release on Time Release Sound, another very elegant release from Time Release Sound. It's actually a 2 3-inch CD set, 2 20-minute songs, one on each CD, in a small chocolate box with all sorts of, it's hand-painted and so forth. There's also a straight CD version, but there is a very limited version that's very beautiful as well, as most Time Released Sound releases are. Say that one a few times fast. Before that, We Are Serenades, which is features one of the guys from Shout Out Louds and Earthquakes off their new Criminal Heaven album on Cherry Tree. And they originally were calling themselves Serenades, but I guess there must be another band, and so thus We Are Serenades. I don't know what the other band says, because they're Serenades too. Before that, Amanda Mayer and Sense off the self-titled record on Labrador. And starting off that set with Still Flyin' and Spirits off their new album On a Bedroom Wall on Ernest Jenning. And that song has been stuck in my head all afternoon, even though I had only heard it once or twice over the past week. Anyway, we've got about 16 minutes left, I guess, before the hour. We're going to continue with JBM, a.k.a. Jesse Marchant from Canada, and his Stray Ashes album on Western Vinyl. This track is Crooked Branches.
Smart to be Somehow that it's natural to be gone. What crazy patterns do we follow? Sitting knee to knee up on some riverbank somewhere at supper time. The evening air is moving like molasses towards sticky nights, so easy as I press your hand in mine. You seem a little colder when I say I must be leaving. What an ugly way for us to let it in. What's the use in being worried? 'Cause I'm going in an hour when the time is running out that we could spend. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that looks like you say I'm changing? I'm not sure that's wrong. It's just the center line on this highway runs up my guitar neck, and I feel somehow that it's natural to be gone. There's no season in my mind that I can count on for an answer. Dug too many holes expecting snow. I'm not sure to where I'm headed, how I'll ride and who I'm with, if I return or when I think that I might go. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that looks alike? You say I'm changing, I'm not sure that's wrong. It's just a center line on this highway runs up my guitar neck, and I feel somehow that it's natural to be gone.
Third generation a briny drink and cuss me through. St. Jude, on the Odie got me, it's never hopeless. Quasimodo serves as a witness to the dignity of the lonesome.
And that'll just about wrap up this week's No Love for Ned on WLUR Lexington. That was just the A La La's and Tell Me What's On Your Mind, the A-side to their new Tell Me What's On Your Mind 7-inch on Innovative Leisure. And no, that is not an Information Society cover, as I briefly hoped when I saw the title of it. But that's actually, that song's called Pure Energy, if I remember correctly. The Hive Dwellers before that, and The Dignity of St. Jude off the upcoming Hewn from the Wilderness album coming out this summer on K Records. Bobby Gentry before that, and Natural to Be Gone off her 1969 album Touch 'Em with Love on Capitol. We heard from Matt Valentine and Erica Elder, aka MV and EE, and Sweet Sure Gone off their Space Homestead album on Woodsist. And starting out that set was another person that likes to go by their initials, Jesse Marchand, aka JBM, and Crooked Branches off the Stray Ashes CD on Western Vinyl. Anyway, I am just about out of here. Stay tuned for lots of interesting programming. I'm going to leave you now with Snapper off their 1992 album Shotgun Blossom on Flying Nun, and a track called Dead Pictures.